Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
All right, everyone. Well,
welcome. Oh, you did you actually start?
Yeah, welcome back to another episode of Too Drunk.
What did the sound spike because my mouth was like right on the microphone when I was doing
it? Did not spike.
Okay.
No. So welcome back to another episode of Too Drunk Mills and a Gen Z. I am Laura.
I'm Sabrina.
I'm Jocelyn, I think.
Hi.
Hi.
What up?
Yes. So we are officially at the end of spooky season.
Yeah.
You're excited about that, right?
I mean, here's the thing. I enjoy like the dress up and the parties.
And the candy.
Yes. Yes.
You got to be careful about your Halloween candy. I found a 2019 water fountain from a school once in my Reese's peanut butter cup.
Have you seen those memes going around? Like,
no.
Hey, parents, check your kids' candy. And it's like the most
random things.
Like, someone had a sneaker that they had, like, broke apart a candy bar and put the sneaker in the middle. And they're like, we found this Adidas and my kids' candy.
I wish.
Yeah.
I wish.
Yeah, I never found anything in her candy.
No. Did you keep trying?
Yeah, I think like the checking of the candy is so that you can take what you want before you give it back to your kids. I always told Jocelyn that it was the trick-or-treating tax.
Yes.
Yes.
Candy tax.
I feel like I've always willingly shared with y'all.
You did. You're really good. Another tax I do on Jocelyn is anytime I open anything for her, I get the first bite or sip.
Yes.
It's okay. I do that to her.
It's the tax.
No.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
But where were we? Oh, my God. Oh, we were in the car and we got back in from the gas station. She had the same drink as me.
Same drink.
She didn't need to take a sip
But
that
she
time.
Couldn't get hers open. So I opened it and I took a sip because...
Well, yeah,
because
you don't want it to spill.
Well, that and you always have to pay your taxes no matter what. And I have taught my child that at a young age.
I think there's certain millionaires that have not learned that.
Well, you know what? My 16-year-old knows that taxes are due all the time.
We're the only species who pays to live on Earth.
Yes, and we call other species stupid.
I mean...
Also, I just want to say, because I believe it was Ben Franklin that was like, two things are certain in life, death and taxes.
I was going to say the male species is pretty stupid.
I just want to say that clearly, Ben Franklin never had to do laundry.
Yes.
Because that quote would have been, three things in life are always certain, death, laundry, and taxes.
Correct. It's like the... two things that will survive the end of the world. It's cockroaches and Twinkies.
Yes.
Until they discontinued Twinkies.
They discontinued Twinkies?
Yeah, but they brought them back.
Then they brought them back. Yes. It was short-lived.
It was very short-lived.
I feel like a lot of people like
Do you like Twinkies?
Yeah. Do you like Twinkies?
Meh. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? I could go for a Twinkie.
Yeah, that's how I feel about them. And then I eat it and then I'm like, I don't think I wanted a Twinkie.
Yeah.
But I'm also that way with a bunch of different foods that I'm always like, yeah, I like that. And then I get it. I'm like, I don't like this.
I can never remember. I don't like sweets.
I'm not a sweets person.
I am in moderation. It depends upon the sweet.
I love gummy bears. Gummy bears.
We know about your affirmation for gummy bears.
Yes, me and my gummy bears, man.
To which I told you, you just need to smuggle those in with you on Friday.
I don't think I'll be able to.
They're not metal detector. Like, there's nothing metal in the bag. You think they're going to frisk you?
Yes.
No.
I'm going to try it.
Just... lay it across the belly.
Never know.
They'll never know.
I'll stick it under my bra. Like, I'll put it in the Ziploc bag, and I'll stick it right
here. I'm telling you. Just, yeah.
And
there's no metal there.
No metal.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
But, yeah, so.
Spooky season.
That's
it.
But, yeah, no, I enjoy, like, the dress up. I love the costumes. I love scaring people. I just do not want to be scared.
Well, you can't scare people and expect not to be scared in return.
I did last year and it worked really well.
But didn't your team also make you go through the house?
Yeah, at one point.
Yeah,
I did scare her at Universal.
Or Sabrina?
She did.
I feel like we've talked about this, but...
Yeah, because she took me down because I had gotten my Harry Potter wand and she took me over to Nocturne Alley.
Oh, with the door.
With the door.
Yes. With the door.
Open the door, Sabrina.
And yeah. And then I shit myself.
That's some cool code brown to clean up for them.
The door, like, blows air at you.
And you know what she did?
She laughed.
Laughed uncontrollably.
Laughed. Yeah, I would have laughed, too, if I was there.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what I didn't do? Laugh.
No.
But I wouldn't have been mad if you got payback on me.
But that wasn't even a spooky season thing.
I mean, it was a spooky thing. Was,
yeah, but that's there all year round.
Oh, my goodness. We were at Diagon Alley on Monday, and there was this... Okay, we were with one of my mom's friends, and she wanted to do... of spells, and I had a wand in my bag, I guess, that I forgot was in there. I was like, oh, I have a wand.
You just carry wands.
Like, one does.
There's, like, everything in my bag. I don't... Because I put stuff in there to carry, like, when we go somewhere, and then I forget to take it out, so then it just goes everywhere with me. There's a lot of stuff like that in there. I think there's, like, 2-month-old hot cash in there. Anyway.
From Hot Topic.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Anyways...
I was like, torrid.
Yeah, hot topic.
And she really wanted to do the spell that makes it rain.
Yeah.
Make it rain.
And there is a guy. He was like my mom, who she has to go around and help everyone with spells, even though she doesn't work there.
I do help everyone.
Well, he was next to us. It wasn't like he just approached us because he saw us struggling from across the theme park.
I don't know why you didn't help her.
I did. I tried. Anyways, we were struggling to do the spell.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you just, you know, make sure your arm is pointing, whatever. And my wand, like, wasn't doing it. And then he came over and he did it right away. And I was like, he had kind of an accent. So I went, are you British? And he went, yes, I am. And I was like, that's why it worked for you right away.
Because Harry Potter is British.
And he was like...
I wasn't there at that moment.
No, I don't know where everyone else went. We kind of just wandered off to do this. Anyways, but we got it. We got the spell. And I got the light one, like, 3 tries in. I was very proud of my spell. Lumos.
Thank you.
Anyways, moral of the story. Our British friend is very magical. He was a Gryffindor. I don't know his name. But I hope he's having a good day.
I hope you're having a good day there, sir. One thing I'm excited for the end of spooky season, and it's primarily because of where I work, is maybe I'll hear less of The Weeknd.
Okay.
I like The Weeknd.
How dare you?
No, I like The Weeknd. Don't get me wrong. But in the past month and a half, I have heard The Weeknd consistently every day at work.
On the weekend?
Even during the week. And
they might not get rid of him.
Well, I'm not saying they have to get rid of him, but... You know,
you're saying they have to
a little less in the rotation of music.
But don't they play Lizzo all the time too?
Oh, they do play Lizzo a lot too.
What weekend songs do they play?
Take My Breath.
Away, making me.
Yeah, that one's a lot. I hear that one like all the time.
I mean, it's
Gasoline.
A good...
I hear a lot.
Really?
Yeah, like when you're walking into City Walk, they're playing The Weeknd.
Well, they've always done that.
I'm hoping for the end of the weekend.
What
every
if they
other
played
song.
Different weekend songs?
That might be okay. But while I say that, I don't know if I am looking forward to Christmas music. 24/7 Christmas.
I'm okay with that.
I know you are. I like it for like a week. And then there's only so many times I can give my heart away.
But last Christmas.
Oh.
Right.
You gave me your heart.
I know, but then the very next day you gave it away. I just don't know.
Well, how else is the song supposed to continue on if I didn't give my heart to somebody?
No, you gave my heart away.
Well, I wasn't going to give my own away.
But I gave you mine.
Not my problem.
Man,
you
so
know,
mean.
You know,
you're heartless, which is a weekend song.
Full circle.
Full circle there, guys.
You know what song was stuck in my head last Christmas season?
Last Christmas?
No.
What was it?
I guess it's more of a winter song.
What was it?
Walking in a Winter Wonderland?
Hang on.
Sleigh bells ring.
Hang on.
I'm trying to think of
the name. Hang on.
She doesn't even know it.
Just hear those sleigh bells ringling, ting, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride! Sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you-hoo.
Yoo-hoo!
Come on, it's lovely weather. First sleigh ride together with you.
Giddy up.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Let's go. Let's look at the show. Or is it snow?
Snow. We're riding in a wonderland of snow.
Yeah. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. It's grand.
All right. And welcome to the caroling episode of Two Drunk Mills and a Ben
T. Anyways, I prefer the
Halloween. You'd be doing the Monster Mash. That would be more appropriate.
He did the mash.
No, we're at the end of the spooky season, guys.
The Monster Mash.
We should have done that.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
I'm also over that song.
It caught on with a flash. He did the mash. He did the monster mash.
For people who don't know, I do work in a Halloween-themed bar currently.
Which we'll be changing over.
To Christmas!
Woohoo!
I don't know if I'm supposed to disclose that or not.
Uh-oh.
Because I was told it was confidential. But I mean, at this point, it's obvious what's
You've told
happen.
Like eight random people.
I have told eight random people. Well, they come up and they ask me for drinks. And then they're like, you know, this is a really cool bar. We hope it stays this way all year. And I'm like, I'm so sorry to bust your bubble.
What was I going to say?
But I did tell them in a sly way. I was like, so Universal has a tribute store that changes with the season. So like right now it's Halloween Horror Night store.
Yeah.
And then it'll be the holiday store.
Yeah.
And it'll become the Mardi Gras store.
Yeah.
And then usually between Mardi Gras and Halloween.
We went through the Mardi Gras store.
Yeah.
So usually between Mardi Gras and Halloween, it's like a movies theme. So like 2 years ago was Jurassic Park, like when Jurassic World, I guess.
Yeah.
It was opened. When Velocicoaster opened.
When Velocicoaster, it became Jurassic World. Last year, this year, I guess, it was 80s movies, like 80s Universal movies. So
okay.
Back to the Future, Jaws, E.T., all of that. So I will tell people to kind of think of us as like the tribute bar. And then I told them I will see you for Christmas. And if they can't figure out what I'm telling them in that whole sentence,
they're probably drunk.
They're probably drunk because they drank 74 million shots.
Shot, 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 shot. That's what I did this past weekend.
Yeah. Another round of shots.
Yeah.
I like the Halloween season more. But I went to my mother's bar and I annoyed her for a little bit.
She did.
Do you know the one episode, or I guess it's in the movie, of SpongeBob, and they're like, waiter, waiter, waiter.
She did not do that.
No, I went bartender when she wasn't busy, and she looked at me like I was insane, and I was like, you know the one SpongeBob, and she didn't remember, and I couldn't show her because her bar is loud.
My bar is very loud,
so yeah. I couldn't even show her.
But
do you know it? Waiter.
I was like, her bar? Yeah.
No, I mean what I'm saying from SpongeBob. Waiter.
I don't know that one. Anyways,
it's fine.
And on that lovely note, how about you roll the dice?
He did the mash.
He did the
monster mash.
I like the music as I'm rolling.
It caught on in the flash. 80s.
Speaking of spooky season.
Ooh.
Well, I know this one.
The Goonies.
I would hope so.
Oh.
But I don't know. You may not know this one. So I'm going to give choices, so do not yell it out.
Oh, so Sabrina will know it.
Yes.
Maybe.
Who narrated Michael Jackson's Thriller? Was it Don LaFonte, Nick Tate, Vincent Price, or Red Pepper?
I'll let you go first.
I don't know.
It's all about me. Even dead me. Throwback.
Throwback to a show we used to be on. What is your guess there, child? Before I blurt out the answer.
It would just be a random guess, so you could just blurt out your answer.
No, go ahead. Pick one.
It wouldn't be so random because there's four to choose from.
Yeah.
B.
Nick Tate.
I'm only saying because I don't remember what you told me.
Okay, Don LaFonte.
It's okay. Just
Nick
go with
Tate.
Just go
Tate,
with
Tate.
Just go with best bud Nick, all right?
Vincent Price or Red Pepper?
My guy, Nick.
It's Vincent Price.
Yeah, it's Vincent. It's all about me. Even dead me.
Even dead me. Oh my goodness.
Good times.
Yes.
My child is dying.
Thriller Night.
I'm also, like, I do like that song, but I like it in small doses. I've heard Thriller more times in my month and a half.
You start dancing more when you, do you dance? When
I do, it? I dance.
Do you do the dance, though?
I mean, I'll do a little,
The Bride of
clap.
Yeah.
The Universal Monsters go to her bar, and I met the Bride of Frankenstein.
She did.
I have the Bride of Frankenstein on my bag.
She does.
And she loved.
She would.
Oh.
I mean, why would you not love
yourself?
Yourself on the bag. So but Frankenstein's monster also loved it.
Yeah, he went.
But now think about it. If you had brought your lounge fly that had both of them, how excited they would have been.
Okay, but that's. But okay, I bring that one because it's big and it holds a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense. You would not be able to put a wand in your.
I just think about Frankenstein's monsters, but from Young Frankenstein and no, singing and dancing. Man. All right, this is from 2000s. We've got which celebrity had a line of edible beauty products?
Oh, I didn't know that's where that was going.
Well, there we are. That's where we are. Okay. All right. Was it Hilary Duff, Jessica Simpson, Mandy Moore, or Ashley Tisdale?
Jessica.
I'm going Hilary Duff.
Ooh, it was Jessica Simpson.
Was it really?
Yes. Mm. Edible beauty product. Yes.
I was like, that's not where my mind went. You said edible, and I was like, what?
Panties. Yep. yeah, no, edible. I don't, like, what? Like, what kind of edible beauty products would you want? Like, it would have to be, like, chapstick or something.
Right, but do you, like, open it up and then just take a bite? Like, that's...
Like, am I applying lotion to my face? And I'm like, oh,
licking it. Oh, this tastes good. I don't know.
That seems weird.
I've never heard of that. Jocelyn, did you really know it was Jessica Simpson?
Yeah.
Or did you guess?
I knew it was...
Did you have any edible makeup?
Did you buy me any edible
makeup? No, because I clearly did not know about it.
Then no, I did not.
Like, do you lick your blush? Like, what is...
Oh, I'm looking up. Because this has got me slightly perplexed. Like, what do you... Like, how do you go about doing that?
It would have to be lipstick, but wouldn't that already need to be
edible?
We
have cupcake-flavored lip gloss.
But Smackers, like Lip Smackers, did that first.
Hang on. I have to read you this title. Because I don't think... I have a feeling maybe her beauty products did not last so long. Because this title alone... And it's just a title, so I don't know the full story on this. But it does say... after hours of posing with the cupcake-flavored lip glosses and ingesting the product, Simpson falls ill and the rest of the shoot is canceled.
Nice.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't think they were meant to consume.
Then you can't put the word edible on it. Because when you tell people you can eat it. But if you tell someone they can eat something, they're going to take a bite out of it.
I'm saying you can take a bite out of it, but you're not supposed to just sit there and eat
it. So she had... lip gloss, body cream, fragrances, hair and body mist, shampoo and body wash.
That you could eat?
Apparently.
Oh my God.
It was called dessert. Yeah, dessert.
Shampoo that you could eat and it would be like not burn your mouth would be great because I get... I've gotten shampoo in my mouth so many times, even though I have my mouth closed. Like once I was rinsing my hair and I got shampoo in my eyes, nose and mouth.
How are you rinsing it like a gorilla?
She's your kid.
Listen, I didn't teach her to shower that way.
I don't know because my eyes were closed and my mouth was closed. I think I might have rubbed my eye.
Oh my God. So hang on. I got to go over real quick just the name of some of these products.
Okay, let's go.
So this is from 2004.
Okay.
And we have Traya My Papaya.
Traya My Papaya.
Yes.
Okay.
Delicious kissable hot body topping. And here's, hang on. No, so this is, it says, while directions for products such as the 8-ounce whipped body cream with candy sprinkles instructed, slather it on yourself or a friend to be completely smoochable and delectable. So these weren't just body products. They were gaudy. They weren't just body products. They were definitely for the 18 and up crowd.
So they were like a flavored lube.
Basically, that's kind of what it's... let's see. It says, naturally, Simpson and her then-husband of 2 years, 98 Degrees member Nick Lachey, served as the sweet and seductive models for the brand, trying out the products on each other in promotional photos and events. They're very central products, Lachey told on air with Ryan Seacrest about dessert. I was fortunate enough to be able to taste test.
Okay, then.
Yeah, so they were very lickable. However, they did stop production in 2006 after not-so-delectable lawsuits.
So no, Jocelyn, they were out of existence before you were born.
So, yeah. So all there right. We go.
Sensual. Edible. See, again, that's why my brain went edible panties. I wasn't that far off.
You really were not.
I was not. No.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So now you know, even if you didn't want to know.
I know.
All right.
I did not want to know.
We've got 90s.
Which of these is not an original Beanie Baby? Patty the Platypus, Chocolate the Moose, Legs the Frog, Happy the Hippo.
I think it was Patty the Platypus.
How dare you?
No, I think it was Legs the Frog. I think it was Legs the Frog. I think it was a different name.
Oh, I think it was Patty the Platypus. Jocelyn?
You're so confident for both of you to be wrong.
No, it was Patty the Platypus.
Was it Happy the Hippo?
It was Happy the
Hippo. Dang it, that would have been That was my second guess.
I
feel like I just didn't know the frog's name was Legs.
I feel like the platypus is so like, you know, everyone knows the platypus.
But I don't but when you say original, I think like the first line out.
Yeah.
Like I didn't think Patty the Platypus came out at the first.
No, I knew he did because McDonald's did the.
Oh, that's right, and they did
the line
have
of all of.
But
the
I thought
originals.
The hippo was also in it.
I mean, I remember the frog and I remember the platypus.
Squishmallows are like the new Beanie Baby.
Are they though?
Yeah, because they have like.
Aren't these the same toy that you said you used to put in your mouth?
No, those were
Squinkies.
Oh, okay.
And everybody put them in their mouth. Okay.
I never put a Squinkie in my mouth.
Neither have I.
Squinky generation.
Thank God. That's what I'm now going to call Gen Z's. You're the squinky. We're two drunk males and a squinky.
I'm fine with that.
New name.
I wouldn't be mad about living in a little capsule.
In a little capsule.
Anyway, what was I saying? All right, squishmallows. They have a little anglerfish squishmallow, and it is really cute. Have you seen it? She's seen it, because whenever I see it in Target, I go, look at this. But I don't know if you've seen it. You seen it?
No.
You should see it. Oh my god, it's so. Were you telling me to roll this?
Yes. I like the axolotl one the best.
Oh. Oh. Oh my god, Benny the Bigfoot is so cute.
Oh my goodness, I can't so even. Cute.
I love Benny the Bigfoot.
You should 7 then.
I odd really well.
So well. 1985's Live Aid concert raised $127 million for what cause? And you should know this. We just watched Bohemian Rhapsody.
I know it.
Was it A, AIDS benefit, B, famine within Africa, C, Mexico earthquake, or D, USA for Africa?
A. AIDS.
You are both wrong.
Oh, then it was definitely the famine, feed the kids.
Yes.
Feed the
famine relief in Africa is what it was.
It was. Those were my top two. I think the AIDS one was done after
he died.
He died.
Yes. All right, one. We're going to go back to the 80s.
We love the 80s. Before Game Boy, Nintendo had another handheld game called, was it Palm Console, Game Changer, Play and Win, or Game and Watch?
I'm going to go with A.
Palm Console?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Play and Win.
Play and Win? It's Game and Watch.
Really?
Yeah. That's what this thing says anyways.
Do we trust the Five Below?
We have thus far.
Why start questioning things?
Yes, I do. We're not going to get a sponsor if you question.
Yeah, Game and Watch. I don't know much about Game and Watch. Mm-mm. This is also 80s.
What famous wreckage was found in 1985?
Titanic.
Well, that would be my guess, but I was going to wait for options.
What are the options? Titanic.
The Black Swan, USS Arizona, the Mary Rose.
Or Titanic.
Titanic.
Yes.
It's Titanic. Ran away from my mic.
She ran real far.
My goodness. What was I doing? I don't even remember. I don't remember. I just remembered what I was going to say, but then I forgot.
So funny story about the Titanic. So this couple walks up to my bar the other day. It's like a joke. A couple walks into the bar. But no, she's wearing the Heart of the Ocean necklace.
Yeah.
And I look at her and I go, oh, I love your necklace. And then I look at the man. I go, did you go down to the bottom of the ocean to get it for her?
Oh, you shouldn't have.
So he goes, yeah, I did. And I was like, oh, you shouldn't have. I don't think they knew what I was talking about.
Oh, they're Brittany. So uncultured.
Yeah. It's like, how do you not know Brittany?
Brittany, bitch.
Get out of my bar.
Just her in that red suit.
Yeah.
That latex.
Aww. But yeah.
I have ghost band-aids. They're so cute.
How can you see them?
They're wearing sheets.
They're sheet ghost band-aids.
Oh, I can't go near those. I'm a Hufflepuff.
You're afraid of...
I'm afraid of sheets.
You're afraid of ghosts?
Yeah.
And sheets with holes
in
them?
And sheets with holes in them.
And regular
there's
sheets?
There's only 18 yes. in there, though. Well, now there's only 17. I didn't use one.
Her dad took one.
No. Your friend took one.
Oh,
Jess? She got really excited because I showed them to her while I was looking for something in my back. I was like, oh, ghost band-aids. And she went, oh, those are so cute. Can I have...
That's why you can't show her anything. You really
can't. And she was like, can I have one? And I was like, okay. She's like, I'm going to save this for when I get hurt. And then she put it in her little zipper in her boot.
She's like a pocket in her boot. Okay. Yeah.
I can tell you what I think that pocket is really used for.
And we're back. All right, guys. Well, thanks again for joining us.
For good night.
Good night. Look forward to our next episodes. Now we can talk about Christmas openly.
I guess. Afterwards, you'll get a little treat.
Or Thanksgiving. A little treat. A little treat of what? What am I getting?
From SNL.
Weed?
Oh. No. It wasn't the SNL cold open.
Keaton went, and afterwards, we'll get a little treat. They were doing like some
political
thing. Oh. He was like, and afterwards, we'll get a little treat. And then like, whoever was off the side was like, oh, but I want a little treat now. And they went, no. After, we'll get a little treat. And me and her have been quoting that for like, a week.
Very true story.
I'll just randomly go, and after, we'll get a little treat. And then she'll go, but I want a little treat now. And I go, no.
All right, everyone. Well, since it is now over, we all can go get our little treats. And until next time, I'm Laura.
I'm Sabrina.
I'm...
Bye! Bye!
Bye.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, @official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.